David Box Mullen here to tell you about some of the amazing items available now at the DVM Podcast Empire store.
Awesome!
Visit us online for a wide range of DVM PE merchandise. T-shirts, coffee mugs, shot glasses, and more. Need stocking stuffers for the holidays? Look no further. We even have actual stockings.
Ho, ho, ho.
Just click the store button at the top of our website. New items are constantly being added. You'll be the envy of haters and hipsters everywhere. Look back and wonder how on earth you ever survived without your DVM Podcast Empire swag. Just visit DVMPE.com and click the store button and receive that amazing feeling of commerce as you give us your hard-earned dollars for items that we slapped our name on. I'm David Vox Mullen, and thank you for listening.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire. Backed with content, millions of downloads, taking the world by force. Join the Empire today at DVMPE.com.
Groovy.
Cal, Chris, come on in. We need to help Dad with his Mr. Wobbly show.
That's wiggly, honey.
You should do something more productive with your time. Like, well, anything.
Hey, we've got a great episode queued up. It's all about radio and TV.
Like terrestrial radio? That thing you listen to for 3 seconds while you switch over to your aux cord?
Kids, please try to be open-minded. Your father is finally doing something that doesn't involve spending money or burning off his eyebrows, so I think we should encourage that.
Thank you, Tone.
Will your Mr. Wimpy show have anything about true crime stories on it? You know, I love it when you do your Keith Morrison voice.
Not now, hon. No, sorry. We do have some funny commercial stuff and a game show you won't believe.
Does that Zagnut guy show up again?
Yes, Zagron is in it. And hey, there's another Pop Machine song.
I never should have suggested music therapy for you.
I'm out. My popularity is dropping just by being a part of this conversation.
I love you, Dad, but I have to go feed the cats to the dog.
And I have to go teach the minds of young America to offset all of this.
Ungrateful. They'll all regret it when this show goes away.
No, we won't.
No.
We're all still here, you know.
God, I need to stop thinking out loud.
Yeah! All right, let's do it. Suck it.
Come on, everyone, let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come on, we'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
Hi, folks, and welcome back to America's fastest shrinking game show,
You Bet Your Penis!
The only game show where size really does matter. I'm your host, Bobby Blank. Let's meet our contestants.
Hi, Bobby. I'm Larry Cosgrove, an out-of-work male gigolo from Akron, Ohio. I'm 5'11" with a 9-inch penis.
Not for long. Everyone, let's welcome Larry's opponent, direct from the white van we kidnapped him with, it's Steve Marple.
Where am I? Why is my crotch strapped to this podium?
Oh, that never gets old. Anyway, enough chit-chat. Larry, you have the largest penis by far, so you have the board. How much do you want to wager?
Well, I don't want to blow it all right away.
That's what she said.
Wait, largest by far?
I'll go with 2 inches, Bobby.
Right you are, Larry. Okay, your first question is, who is the current president of the United States?
I think I got it. Is it Superman?
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry, but you are incorrect.
Aww.
It's Trump, you moron! Donald Trump?
Well, whoever it is, Steve, you're both strapped into the special Geopenis 3000 game show podiums. Judges, remove 2 inches!
You know, Bobby, I gotta say, that does sting a bit.
I'll bet it does. We just removed the equivalent of 2 inches of tumescent length.
Well, I know I'm not gonna forget who's president from now on. It's Spider-Man, right?
Hi, Willie Hayes here for Fucks It. Are you getting everything you need from your sex life? The answer is no.
No.
Unless you have Fucks It. Fucks It is the top of the line of sexual aids. No, not that kind of sexual aids. Dildos and vibrators are great for women, but what about us men? Just lotion and instant guilt. Not anymore. Not with Fucks It. Check out his Kung Fu Grip and patented plush plastic pussy pocket. Now with pretty pink petals. As sturdy as it is sensual, Fucks It is the Cadillac of flashlights. For the low, low price of $199.99, this revolutionary penis pleasure can be yours. Just dial 1-800-WE-FUCKS-IT. That's 1-800-W-E-F-U-X-I-T. Operators standing by to totally not judge you.
Fucks It is not a substitute for human relationships. Do not fall in love with Fucks It. It is not emotionally available. You can't really have a dinner date with Fucks It, as it only eats one thing.
Welcome back. I'd like to remind the audience that tonight's show is being brought to you by Viagra and Extends Herbal Supplements. Larry is unfortunately now down to a petite 3 inches in length.
Wow, who knew there was another number between 2 and 4? Boy, do I feel silly.
Dear God, what is the point of this nightmare? Some kind of twisted protest against toxic masculinity?
Yeah, sure, let's go with that. But before the next round, I'd like to remind the audience that they can play along with the home version of our game.
Get the official You Bet Your Penis cutting board and scissors set.
And Steve, the questions go to you now.
No! Wait a minute. If we get a question right, do you add to our penis sizes?
What? Steve? Do you believe everything you read on the internet?
Yeah, man. We all know penis enlargement is a huge scam.
Yeah, maybe he was told that by a Russian girl who's waiting for him to call right now.
or a Nigerian prince who has $9 million waiting for him in an offshore bank.
That's really good. Yeah. And then you can tell us how you'll burn off all your body fat with one simple trick. Am I right?
Once Prince Ungoyo's check clears, I'll show you guys a thing or two.
Well, this sucks. My Kindle's battery has run out. What am I going to do now?
Hey, friend, don't despair. I'm Mr. Book, and I've got a solution for you.
You do? But whatever could be better than my $80 Kindle?
This.
But what is it?
It's a book.
Wow. How long does the battery last?
Oh, Tommy, there is no battery. The book.
TM.
Requires no electricity to power it. The book.
TM.
Fits
TM.
Perfectly on your shelf at home where it can be displayed and ready to be picked up and reread at a moment's notice. Why, the book.
TM.
Can
TM.
Even be used TM. As a conversation piece.
Consummation?
No, silly. Conversation is when two human beings communicate with each other to exchange ideas and feelings. You see, the variety of books one has displayed at home can give you insights to their personality and interests.
Thanks, Mr. Book. I'm going to go buy a copy of Dianetics.
Remember, folks, it's like John Waters says. If you go home with someone and they don't have books, don't fuck them.
This is the Foley Artist Sketch. For those that don't know, a Foley artist is someone who...
Oh, my God. There will be no mansplaining today. This is the Foley Artist Sketch. For those that don't know, a Foley artist is someone who creates sound effects for film, television, and radio.
Look out, Drew and Jewel. The dragon has awoken.
Urla, 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 grrr.
Me kill with axe.
Whoosh. Ding!
Don't be such a silly June ghoul. Dragons can only be beat with the power of love magic. Friend kiss. Mwah!
Ah!
Good work, Sugar Wing. We have defeated the dragon with the power of love. Let us ride on to the town of Dormagurg.
Clunk, 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 clunk. Nay! Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Whoa, boy.
Clunk. Nay! Brrrr.
Sugarwing, what can you tell us about the aura of these woods?
I feel evil magic. Someone has been using the power of dislike. This may be the home of the Dark Witch, Jaramantia. Dude, she's not in the scene. Don't add her voice. Come on.
Yeah, also, not everything has to be done with your voice. You got all that stuff for sound.
Guys, we need to trust Jim. Who here has won a Grammy in Foley work?
Huh? Bing, 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 bing! No.
Yeah, all right. Why don't we try recording the big battle for Dormagurg? Who came up with these shitty names?
Who cares? We're getting paid either way.
True.
Okay, Dormagurg. Sugarwing, look out behind you! Orcs!
Uruga! Googalugaluga!
Take that!
Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
And that!
Ba-da-ba-da-wow!
And some of this!
Pew, pew, pew!
Drungul, take care of that giant!
Fee-fi-fo-fum!
Drungul? Giant?
Foot-boom! Foot-boom! Foot-boom!
Nope, I'm done.
Same. Fuck that shit.
Guys, come on. Gene! Luke! Shit.
Well, now what?
Well, Bev, there is the last scene. We can record that.
You sure?
It'll be fine. Ready?
I guess. You did it, Waldhar! You've saved us all! And now you are the king of the entire world! Kiss me, my king!
Make love to me, my queen.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Jesus. Yeah. Ding 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 ding.
It's wonderful to see you guys. We haven't seen you since, Mike's wedding?
I know. Crazy, isn't it?
I just remember Blix doing the Macarena in his underwear at 3 a.m.
Yeah, so what's been going on with you guys?
Same old, same old. You guys done anything fun lately?
Ooh, yeah, we finally saw the season finale of Game of Thrones. And could you guys believe... what? Really? You guys haven't caught up yet?
Yeah, not yet. I'm sorry, You know what? We need to put anything after season 4 off limits.
Whoa, season 4?
Well, you guys really need to catch up.
Hey, I'm busy at work, and there's a lot of stress, and I can't always perform in the bedroom. Programming the DVR like I should.
It's okay, honey. We can try again later using Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay, well, you know, I just read a great essay on the politics behind Breaking Bad, and you know that when
spoilers!
They...
Spoilers! All of it? That's gonna be a tough one.
You haven't seen any of them. I mean, not even the pilot.
No.
Wow. Just wow.
Wow. Well, okay, now, Blix, come on. There's plenty of stuff we can talk about, right? How about the new Star Wars?
Oh, man. We meant to see it.
Next weekend. On demand, right? Right? Yeah?
Jeez. Okay, new Doctor Who?
No.
Stranger Things 2?
No.
Ozark?
No.
Narcos?
No.
Not so much.
You know... I'm getting kind of tired.
Yeah. Actually, me too.
Guys, no! I'm sorry. We have a lot of other things we could talk about.
Yeah, come on. I mean, everything doesn't have to be about TV shows and movies.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Ted, Allie, it's obvious things have changed. Let's not make this more, uncomfortable than it needs to be.
But, Rach, we can change. We can do better. We can watch more shows.
Yeah, we could resubscribe to Netflix.
You let your subscription lapse?
After all we've been through. And to think, I drank out of your toilet bowl when I was drunk.
I don't think I know you anymore. I'm sorry, but we have to go.
Don't message us, or FaceTime, or me, email, or even call.
Call you? We're not some monsters.
That just happened.
You and your "we should read more books" bullshit.
Oh, shut up and log into Netflix. Carol and Pete haven't blocked us yet, and I know that they like Arrested Development.
We now bring you back to the WGLY news, already in progress.
That koala was so cute, I could hardly bear it. Ah. Now let's go to our culturologist, Jackie Princeton Kingston, for the report on the cultural climate. Jackie?
Thanks, Peggy. The cultural climate is in a bit of flux today. Stupidity is at 65%, about normal for this time of year, and nearby universities are down several degrees. Coming in from the south, you can see here on the map we have a large cold front of ignorance. It's moving slowly and clumsily, but inevitably gathering strength and picking up adherence as it moves. The front will be arriving here in several days, no doubt causing plenty of problems. Slowing down reasoned debate, showering the cultural landscape with hazardous appeals to emotion, and leaving behind a slush of ill will, increased political balkanization, and distrust of societal institutions. Expect ongoing anti-intellectualism throughout the period. And that's the forecast for the cultural climate. Be sure to put on your thinking caps, folks. Back to you, Peggy.
This has been a special report of WGLY. We now take you back to You Bet Your Penis.
I'd like to remind the audience that tonight's show is also being brought to you by Schick Razors and Hopkins Guillotines. And now, with Larry entering into negative territory, I'll ask if he wants to play or pass.
You know, Bobby, I think maybe I'll pass this time.
Yeah, good choice. Steve, are you ready to play?
Wait, no! Damn it! How can you be so calm? What's wrong with you?
Oh, Steve, don't you get it? Larry represents the desensitization of an entire country. A country run rampant with violence and conspicuous consumption, cut off from human touch and addicted to glowing blue screens, where a TV reality show host can get elected to the highest office in the land!
Plus, I just like being on TV. Hi, Mom.
So, since this is the final round, you have to risk everything. And your question is, how long is your own penis?
So I need to answer?
Honestly.
Honestly? On live TV, right?
Yep.
And if I don't?
Of course, the smart thing to do is just answer and not let your male pride get in the way. I mean,
cut it off!
Yeah, no one ever chooses to answer. Judges?
So, what do you like to do for fun?
You mean like activities?
Sure, or movies, TV shows, that kind of thing. I'm not much of an outdoor guy.
Me neither. Outdoor gal. You know what I mean.
Star Wars!
Yeah, I like Star Wars, of course.
No, sorry, it's my condition.
Oh, yeah, your nerd date profile mentioned you suffer from a chronic condition?
Yeah, I was gonna explain it. I was just hoping it wouldn't flare up so soon.
Oh, wow. Do you need to use the bathroom?
It's not like that. Do you know about Tourette's syndrome?
Oh yeah, the one where you can't stop swearing.
Yeah, but that's only present in a small amount of sufferers. Most of the time, you just have a series of involuntary tics. Jar Jar Binks!
Oh my god, is that what you have?
A form of it. Last Jedi! I have a version where I can't stop shouting unpopular opinions. Last Jedi was the best Star Wars film!
Oh, gosh. You poor guy. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just a bit worse when Ghostbusters 2016 was better than the original! I get nervous.
Is there anything I can get you? Do you have any medicine you need to take?
No, I can usually calm down a bit if I... Van Halen was better with Sammy Hagar! Can mentally go over some kind of useless list like Die Hard sequels or the hits of Matchbox 20.
Oh, you poor thing.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer was an overrated piece of shit! I'm sorry. I didn't mean all those hurtful things. I can't help myself.
Okay. Let's order some food. Would that help?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Hi, folks. Would you like to order some appetizers?
Yeah. Could we get some onion rings?
Sure, no problem. And how about you, sir?
I could try the sautéed. DC movies are better than Marvel!
Excuse me?
Oh, my God. Please ignore him. He can't help it.
Ben Affleck is the best Batman!
Please let your friend know that my sister was trapped in a theater for 12 hours during a snowstorm watching Batman vs. Superman on an endless loop. She still hasn't started talking again.
Wonder Woman was the worst franchise!
We might need to unplug her this weekend. I'll get you another waiter.
Tyler, you're making a scene! For the love of God, please calm down!
I can't. Full House is the best thing on Netflix has to offer! I can't stop! Game of Thrones is boring! I'm having an attack! We need more Nickelback albums!
Tyler!
Ringo is the best beat of the Kardashians! And Arthur Generations Kennedy, Beyonce is something special!
Ma'am, I'll walk you to your car if you'd like.
Yes, please do. God, we're done here.
Of course. I understand. It's not every day you meet a monster in human form.
Sir, have you been helped?
No one can help me.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. Can you just hear your specials for the day?
Sure. Today we have smoked salmon with a Gilmore Girls was a navel-gazing mess! Oh my God, I am so sorry. I have never done that at work before. I'll find you another server. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Please stay. I think we have a lot to talk about.
Greetings, human insect. I am Zagron the Munificent, Scourge of a Thousand Galaxies, Tyrant of the Spaceways, Lord Conqueror of all life. Rejoice! I am here to be on your radio phone as a DJ.
Welcome to WZAP, Mr. Zagron, is it? I'm Elaine Summers, the station manager here. I hear Phil, the owner, recommended you after you dangled him from a balcony.
Yes. Is that a problem?
Nah, I respect a man who knows how to network. You got 5 minutes. Do an air check for me and convince me that you've got what it takes.
Aha, yes. You want me to speak into this amplification device shaped like a human metallic sex organ.
I see you've done this before. Now, remember that we're a top 40 station, so give it a lot of energy like you're on cocaine. Mm. By the way, do you need any cocaine?
No, merely provide me with your playlist and ad copy, and I shall wing it, as you Terrans say. Salutations, Terran bioworms! You have been listening to noises apparently made by the color pink. There will be more guttural moans and unsubstantiated boasts for you to listen to after these paid announcements by members of the merchant class. If you change the listening frequency of your audio set, you shall be vaporized.
Okay. At the risk of going over the balcony myself, I'm going to stop you right there. That's not the worst I've heard this week, but remember, we're targeting the Keys 17 to 21 demo, so give me something a little less college professor on crank.
As you are a potential employer, I shall leave your internal organs intact and heed your advice. Very well. Using my powers of persuasive seduction, I shall have your audience smitten with rapturous worship.
You do you. Just sell some zit cream and we're good.
What is now happening, fellow teenage lustbag? Are you oozing? Address your excess facial lipids with Stridex pads before you attempt to mate. They will not burn your facial skins horribly. Please consider this my personal recommendation under pain of death. All hail Stridex!
Better. The continued use of death threats is a unique approach. It usually only works on AM talk radio. Okay, let's try one more. I've got a promo for the Kanye West show coming up on Saturday.
Kanye West? That megalomaniac showed up on Earth? The crazy ones always gravitate out toward the fringes, I suppose. Very well. Give me the copy. Fellow Terran Grubfuckers, I join your lamentations at us having found ourselves in the Cleveland metropolitan area. However, all is not lost, for this weekend disguised Andromedan slime lizard Kanye West shall be leading a series of violent chants for the express purpose of your enjoyment. Rejoice! He has proven his fecundity by siring a series of whelps with an attractively talentless mate, so his ramblings are undoubtedly important. Saturday.
Well, that was the word I'm looking for. Oh yeah, horrible. But still, you get a certain quality which I find very intriguing.
You are not the first life form to notice. Is it that I am commanding? Warmly likable. Sexually appealing to all beings regardless of gender or reproductive fluids.
I was thinking more, you know, bugfuck crazy, which is almost a prerequisite for radio.
Excellent. I have copulated with insects, so my credentials are impeccable. When shall I begin my conquest of the airwaves of Earth?
Sorry, no can do, Howard Squirm. We aren't hiring at this point.
What?
Yep, we're all automated. We've got 5 DJs in the basement who do all the station breaks for the whole eastern U.S., we keep them chained up and we feed them pizza and meth all day. There's some good cross-promotion with Papa John's there, so it's a win-win.
And you wasted my precious time? Prepare to be atomized, human!
I don't think so. And do you know why? Because I'm the station manager of this radio station. I'm already in show business, and if you want to be a part of it too, you'll suck up to me no matter how slim of a chance I can help you, because there is that slim little chance. Am I right?
Yeah. Now I know why terrestrial radio is dying. Fine. I will kowtow to your whims.
Good. Here's a list of dangerous tasks that I needed to perform, starting with feeding the DJs. Try not to lose any fingers.
My maternal hatch pod was correct. I should have been a hazardous waste disposal drone.
Got back into town the other day. All my friends had moved away. Put on the old station I called my own. I finally felt like I was home. Her voice is everywhere, all around in the air.
Mr. Wiggly's voice in Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Amanda Davila, Patrick Harrington, Nick Mataragas, Michael Filleritz, Scott Mercer, Rebecca Rivers, Chuck Todd, and Alan Morgan. Special guests, Tony, Cal, and Chris Morgan. Music by Pop Machine. Like us on social media, and check us out again next month for our Christmas music episode. A production of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE.
Memoriam Development.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.
Get 10% off of your order when you use promo code DVMPE at collarandelbowbrand.com.